Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies. My name is Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show across all platforms at Black Law Podcast.
And I'm just Dan, another one of your hosts, and you can keep up with me at I Tell Legal Lies on Twitter.
So we're going to jump right into it, right? Voting rights, voters' rights. Your rights as a voter. This year's election is going to be a little different. And when I say the election, not the actual election, the voting process is going to be a little different than in previous elections, because some places your polling station might not be open. They are, like, for instance, in PG County, Maryland, back home, they're consolidating.
Well, they've done that in a lot of places.
That makes no sense to me, because rather than spreading people out, we're going to shut down 10 polling stations and have everybody in the entire city or county come to two.
Right. And the reason why there is some method behind the madness, the reason why they're doing that in a lot of places is not because they want to, it's because they have to. They don't have enough polling commissioners. They don't have enough poll workers, because if you think about it, who do you normally see at the polls?
The old folks, yeah.
Correct. You see older people, because they are the retirees. They're the ones who actually have the ability to run the polls, do, you know, go to the classes and or whatever else that they have to do in order to do that. So in this age of coronavirus, one, they don't want to subject all of these, you know, seasoned saints, shall we call them, these seniors, to exposure to the virus, one. And two, like I said, most people who actually would be volunteering to man the polls are not volunteering now because they are afraid of contracting the disease. So,
which is exactly why mail-in voting should be not only an option, it should be the standard.
And we had ample enough time to actually get that together, but now a lot of states are scrambling. Couple that with the shenanigans that's going on in the United States Postal Service's organization. Yeah, I mean, anytime the Postal Service tells about 29 states that they may not be able to get your ballot to them in time enough for them to be counted, that is an issue. But you know what's crazy, though? Once again, Dr. Cheetos is spouting all of this drivel about
voter fraud.
Right. Mail-in voting leading to voter fraud, when there are about five states who most of the people in those states vote by mail every election. Colorado is one of them. Mm-hmm. They send out ballots, and I mean, to listen to their Secretary of State and other poll and voting officials speak, it's a piece of cake. They don't have situations where there's a massive amount of fraud. But as I said, Dr. Cheetos wants to play to his base, and he is setting up his whole if I lose scenario.
He did that with the first election as well.
He tried to invalidate it from the very beginning.
Now, let's talk about some of the polling stations. The polling station that you are accustomed to going to may or may not be open. So the chance that you have to go somewhere else.
Well, let me say this. Most states, ours included, have, you know, we always say there's an app for that. Mm-hmm. There really is an app for to direct you to your voting station. So in the state of Louisiana, we have Go Vote. You type in your name and it will tell you, we have precincts and we have wards, It will tell you what precinct. It will tell you what ward. It will tell you where your voting station. It will give you a sample of the ballot that you would see and explanations for what you're, you know, what you're going to vote for, all in an app. So what I would suggest, if you have not already done so, find out if your state actually has an app like that. Plug your information in. Keep track, because they 100% update that as far as voting stations go. It happened. It happened like the last voting cycle. We were going to vote. I had taken my parents to vote, and as I was as we were walking into our voting place, there were several people coming out agitated. They were very upset. They were angry because their voting station had moved and no one told them.
So in the event that that does happen, right?
Yep.
And you cannot make it to your correct voting location.
Mm-hmm.
What you would do is ask for a provisional ballot.
Right. So
let's explain what that is.
We know that when you go to vote, for those of us that do, for those of us that don't.
Not the hoteps.
For those of us that don't, please, let me tell you something. A non-vote is a vote for Donald Trump.
A vote for a third party
is a vote for Donald Trump. See, people think that their votes does not matter. I want you to go back in time to 4 years ago. If you thought that your vote did not matter, we are living with the consequences of.
Now, let me say something too, because Hillary Clinton during the DNC did make a good point, which is, yeah, come out and vote. Everybody vote. Hillary Clinton won by 3 million plus votes.
Correct.
So more people can vote for Biden and Harris. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to win. So that's why we need even more people to come out and vote.
We need,
especially
more people,
in key states.
Right. We need more people in those states that will give Biden and Harris the win.
Ohio, come out and vote. Michigan, come out and vote.
Rural states.
Right.
Middle America. That's where it counts. Places like Michigan that got flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, please.
And Virginia, they don't have a lot, but they go back and forth. Florida goes back and forth.
Right. Absolutely.
Pennsylvania, that's a big one too.
Right. Going back, which is his state. That is his home state. Pennsylvanians come out.
Wait, whose home state?
Joe Biden.
Man, that's not it. Delaware.
Did he not grow up in Pennsylvania?
You're thinking of Michael Scott from The Office, from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Stop it.
Yeah, Joe Biden, you from Delaware.
Wait a minute.
That dude always been in, Wilmington, Delaware.
Joe Biden in Pennsylvania.
He might have had a little side piece in Pennsylvania or something.
Wait a minute. Like, Biden, I thought Biden was like,
You thought he was from Scranton, Pennsylvania, like Michael Scott.
Stop it.
But like, Pennsylvanians need to vote.
He lived in Pennsylvania. I thought at some point. I know I'm not crazy.
Nah, he had a little piece up in there, you know what I'm saying? But so key states, come out and vote. The provisional ballot, what that does is that gives you an opportunity to still cast your ballot, but then
they have to verify, right.
What's it called? The election council or some shit?
Your register of voters and your voting commission, actually, so you walk into the place where you thought you were supposed to vote, and we all know that, I know how they do it in Louisiana. There are books that have the names of every registered voter for that particular precinct and ward, right? So you go up to the table and you give them your name, and they look in the book. They look down the list. They say, yep, you're right here. They call out to another person, and that person looks and they say, what's the name? And they spell your name out, and they have some two people writing down your name, and then you sign your name, and then they let you step into the voting booth. Our voting booths are electronic. Some people have paper ballots still. So
we do as well. And if I'm not mistaken, in the case of a machine or the technology failing, you can request one.
You can request a paper ballot. Correct. So say you walked up to the table and you gave somebody your name and they say, I don't see your name. And they keep looking through the roll. They keep looking through the roll. They keep looking through the roll. They don't see your name. Well, what you say to them is, or they should help you try to figure out if you're in the right space. If you are not in the right space, excuse me, they should tell you where that right place is to go to vote, and you go. If you are in the right space and your name is not in that book, it's not on that roll, what you tell them is you want a ballot, and they will allow you to fill out a paper ballot, and they call it provisional, basically because they don't know whether or not your vote is going to count. And the reason why they don't know is they have to verify that you are still an active registered voter. The reason why they have to do that is because voting rolls are purged. If you have not voted in X amount of elections, they will purge your name from the voting rolls. If they find that you are in fact a purged voter, your vote will not count.
Wait, so you would have to register to vote again?
You have to renew your registration.
Ain't that some shit?
Correct. You can't, like I said, if you don't vote in the last 10 elections, say for instance, they will purge the rolls. So at that point, your registration is inactive. So if you have a provisional ballot,
it's still going to get tossed.
Correct, because your right to vote is inactive. That's why there's this push to either register or renew your registration.
Every year.
Like, make sure that your name is on that roll.
Deadlines. Each state has a different deadline.
Right. For mail-in voting, in order to register or to be registered, you have to be registered. I think it's 60 days, if I'm not mistaken. Like,
it's something like that, because I remember the first election that I registered for down here in Louisiana after I moved.
Mm-hmm.
I was not able to vote that election because I had registered too late. So, like, my voter registration didn't go into effect until the next year. So I don't know what it is in different places, but be registered today, like right now. Register to vote. If you're 18 and up, you have no reason not to vote. And I know a lot of 18-year-olds don't follow politics. They don't know what the fuck's going on a lot of the time. They either vote for whoever their parents or guardians are voting for. But, yo, it's okay. A good experience regardless.
All right. So you have to be registered at least 20 days prior to an election if you register for Louisiana. If you register through our Go Vote online registration system, it has to be 20 days prior to an election. 30 days prior to an election if you register in person or by mail to be eligible to vote in a particular election.
I had to do mine by mail because they ain't had it online. Right. Shit.
And it says if you're mailing in the application or envelope must be postmarked 30 days prior to the first election in which you seek to vote.
And speaking of postmark, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being too late, the polls close at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
if you are standing in line at 8:20 p.m.
Move. Do not move.
Don't. It's not like the club and it's like, oh, shit, I can't get in now.
Do not move. Right.
Stay in line. You still have a right to vote, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
That you have to leave.
Correct. And I'm expecting to see longer lines than normal this year. And not only longer as far as the number of voters, but longer literally because of the social distancing. So that's just going to look intimidating when you pull up.
I can tell you, I know when we went to vote in the last election, what I saw on the wall was like how many people they were letting inside at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that struck me because it's like, I know, you know, the reality of it, because I knew that we were doing this in places like a Walmart. I knew that we were doing this in businesses, right? But it didn't strike me that we would be doing this at the polls, right? So as I'm walking up and I read the sign that was on the door. I was like, oh, damn. So even there. But yeah, if you are going something else, if you have a physical disability and you are unable to stand for long periods of time, knowing that in this election, that is a likely possibility, they have to make reasonable accommodations for you. Something else, as far as having a disability, they have to be, the place where you vote has to be ADA compliant. That means that they can't tell you, oh, we'll just bring your ballot out to you on the curb. No, you have to, if you want to be able to go inside the building where you are casting your vote, and you
have a helper, have a person,
have somebody there that can translate if you need translation, help you understand the ballot. And when I said ADA compliant and accessible, if you are blind, they need to have to make reasonable accommodations for you to be able to vote. If you have trouble reading, they need to allow you to have somebody there to help you.
And when a person comes with you, I saw in some states at least, they make that person fill out a
the same thing that you would. It's an attestation,
right?
Is what it
saying
is,
saying that you're not there to influence, to vote for the person, so on and so forth. But yeah, if you are disabled, you can bring somebody with you. If you have a hard time, if you have a hard time speaking English and you do not have somebody that you can bring with you, the poll workers are supposed to have somebody that is bilingual.
Right. They're actually supposed to have someone that can help you, or they can sit you down and get somebody. They have to have a reasonable accommodation, and breaking a language barrier is a reasonable accommodation.
Now, as far as voter fraud goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, same thing our president's kicking around. Voter fraud is almost non-existent. And from what little bit of research I did, the two types of voter fraud that I saw were the people that actually, this was years ago, but the people that counted the paper ballots. You remember when Bush Gore did in Florida.
The chats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So most of the voter fraud cases that I came across were actually people that worked with the ballots, mm-hmm. and not necessarily
the voters themselves.
Uh-huh. Because it's like anything else. You got to weigh the risks. You're talking about some hardcore time, federal time, fucking with some voter fraud shit, mm-hmm. and not many people are willing. That's like the one example you used, robbing a bank. Not many people are willing to do that time, so it's not really worth it to most people. I want to say the voter fraud was like, what, less than 2% total.
I think, yeah, way less than 2%. I think it's less than 1%. So I said something about the state of Louisiana and being having your voter registration being inactive. I want to clarify. So
that means she was wrong and now she's trying to be right.
No, that does not mean that. I just want to clarify because I said that they would toss your vote. Well, they will toss your vote after you have been, because you can go on the inactive list and still vote. But if you remain on the inactive list for two cycles, then they will cancel your registration.
Another thing to note is all these t-shirts, Trump that bitch, and you know, Biden, Harris, 2020, whatever, whatever. You cannot wear that shit to any polling stations. Right. You cannot
campaign within a certain number of feet from a polling station.
You will be asked kindly to leave. And I actually saw that the first Obama election, because yo, it was some fire ass shirts out there, man. The Obama shirts, but people were getting turned away from the polls saying, right, yo, you can't wear that shit in here and vote.
Right.
And they didn't understand it, but I mean, can't do it. So show up in a tall tee, tall white tee, like a dope boy.
For real.
With your bandana on. Yeah.
You silly.
So,
for real.
I mean, that really about covers it. Anything else you need to add?
I'm thinking. So provisional ballots we spoke about making reasonable accommodations if you have some form of physical or mental disability.
Oh, if you fuck up, you can ask for another ballot.
If you have a paper ballot.
So if you fuck up on a machine, you just fucked
up. See, now that's the thing. And I'm going to have to get back to y'all on that one. Because the thing is, how are you going to know whether or not you messed up? And then how our machine works, you know, you click the little button and then you press vote.
Right.
And then what the people do is they come back and they reset the machine. So I don't know if they have a mechanism to
pull your vote back.
You know, once it's been cast. And if I recall correctly, at some place on that machine,
it says, this is your final answer.
Yeah, basically, to that effect, it says, you know, like, make sure whatever before casting your vote. So I don't think with these electronic machines, there's a mechanism for that.
You remember that one year where I forget what voting district it was in, but no matter what you touched, it put the X on the Republican candidate.
And yes, and yes, and yes.
Now,
I do remember that.
Before someone pointed it out and said, yo, y'all need to come in here and imagine how many people just said, whatever, man, just fuck it.
Right. Like, I remember that. I remember that because I remember actually doing it and going,
Wait, so it happened to you when you touched it?
Yes. I remember actually doing it and telling the people in the poll thing something's wrong with the machine.
And they was probably like, that's one of them left wing Democratic hoaxes.
Telling them something was wrong with the machine because it was like,
what did they do? What did they do?
They shut that machine down and then they called somebody. So we had to wait. Cause that was our precinct. That was the place. So we had to wait, and they called somebody.
Man, that sounded about right. Shit landed on the Republicans. Like, psh, don't matter. Yo, you can touch way left on the screen somewhere. That shit was gonna put a little checkbox down here. So I remember that. So definitely, if something weird like that is going on inside the poll, do that.
You stop. You do want to stop.
And you
are, can do that.
You are allowed to photograph while you're inside the voting booth. You are allowed to video, and
as long as you're not catching anybody else,
right?
As long as you are not catching anybody else.
There's some people that discourage it highly, but fuck it. I'd be right there like broadcasting like shit. And speaking of voting too and choices, right? This to like I was saying last week, I had a monologue that I listened to, right? So thing is with voting, you know, it's America, we have choices. And, you know, I got into a discussion with somebody that I know about my choice. And they're telling me that I have to vote. I have to pick one or the other and just rock with it. Well, I have a choice not to vote. And that's what I'm electing to do.
Try to tell that dang young person. I have been trying to tell this person exactly what we said from the very beginning. A vote for a third party candidate is a vote for Donald Trump.
Or not a vote.
Right. A non-vote is a vote for Donald Trump. We saw that in action in 2016. We live that.
Black people, no matter who you voting for, vote. There's a lot of people out here talking about same shit as 2016. I don't like either candidate. Well, these are your choices.
Right.
There's really nothing else you can do about it. These are the two choices, the two viable candidates that you have. You don't like either one. Oh, well, suck it up and vote for one or the other. And by not voting, you're voting for our current sitting president, the incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
By getting out there and voting for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. And another quick sidebar is minorities, right? I've been seeing a lot of disparaging remarks from other minorities that about black people. Oh. No, just black people in general. Like I've seen, and it's not just one. If it was like an isolated incident, it probably wouldn't even be worth mentioning. But there's been quite a few of them. Now, they could be the Russian bots at work, but I'm starting to see them repeat the sentiment, things like they should have complied. They should have did this in regards to black men being killed by the police.
Mm.
Like everyone's a Monday morning quarterback. They should have did this. They should have did that.
Mm-hmm.
The way, you know, and it's like no matter what you do, it doesn't fucking matter because we've seen it every which way. OK,
even if you comply,
comply. We've seen that. Don't comply. We've seen that. I got a gun in my car. OK, that's fine. License and registration. I'm reaching for my license. That's compliance right there. They killed Philando. So I just want to kind of point that out, that I'm starting to see a lot of other minorities, ethnic minorities, making these remarks.
But that's because they're drinking the Kool-Aid. Something else that we did not point out, ID requirement. So if you do not have a picture ID and you are asked for one, find out what your state believes is acceptable ID and what the procedure is if you do not have a photo ID. That is one of the main reasons why people get turned around and told that they are unable to vote. That is a lie. In the state of Louisiana, if you do not have a picture ID, what the commissioners, the poll workers are required to do is have you fill out an affidavit attesting to the fact that you are who you say you are, and they should ask you for further information that's listed in the registration and in the poll, the voter book, that should identify you. They may ask you for different things. Now, there is we're going to have to put the resource out there. There is a site that will give you information on all 50 states about ID requirements as far as voter. We're going to put that out there for you.
Ours is just driver's license. Ours is just driver's license.
In Louisiana?
Yeah, picture ID.
Yeah, picture ID. Actually, the picture ID is requested. It's not a requirement. That's what I was saying as far as, and in some states, there's no requirement for a photo ID. So look and see, because as I said, you might go to your poll and you might not have your picture ID, and you tell them that and they say, well, you can't vote. That's a lie. So make sure that you know whether or not your state requires photo ID for you and what's the alternative if you do not have a valid picture ID.
And there is some. If they ask you while you're standing in line, if they give you a piece of paper and say, read this aloud to me, you say you are a racist. Damn voter literacy test. That yeah, shit the fuck the out day. Of here, man.
Yeah, man. Man. Back in the day. Back in the day. So, what else? There is something else or something else I thought about.
You can't have sex in a voting booth.
Shut up, fool.
I tried.
You lie. You such a dick. You lie so freaking much, man.
I'm just killing. I'm killing dead air here. Shit. You are such.
Okay, so wait. We talked about mail-in voting, and this might be something that we touched on before, but let me reiterate this. So the difference between absentee voting and mail-in voting.
Wait, also early voting.
Early voting.
That's what I'm doing. That's what we're going to do. Just again, all the lines and stuff that people are, if your state has early voting.
Find out when it starts and you can request the ballot. So that's so as I was talking about, I said absentee and mail-in. Find out what your state requires for you to vote by mail. Some states require a reason. We do. Mm-hmm. The state of Louisiana, you have to give them a valid reason why you cannot go to the polls.
And I am afraid of COVID is not good enough of a reason.
Right. That is not a valid reason in some states. Now, having said that, there are some states who have expanded their mail-in voting. So let's talk differences between absentee voting and mail-in voting.
Okay, so absentee means I am absent. It means I am not currently in the state. I'm military personnel and I am deployed. I am
maybe you're working in
another
state.
Yeah, another state, another country. Mm-hmm. I just ain't here, bruh. So it's kind of like jury duty. You just be like, can't do it, can't make it. But mail-in voting, you can still be in your state, in your home, and just not want to go to the poll or have a reason not to want to go to the polls.
Right. So I talked about earlier in the show about Colorado. Colorado, see, with absentee voting, you have to request. You request from your register of voters a ballot, right?
Mm-hmm.
What Donald Trump would have you believe is...
Can I get one for the same reason that I got out of jury duty?
Maybe.
Might need to look at that.
So what he would have you believe is that is an acceptable. If you request a ballot and they send you a ballot, you're fine. That's a great way to vote. But if the state decides that they're going to send a ballot to every person that is registered to vote to the address that is on their voter registration card, that's a bad thing because that is going to lead to voters fraud because you did not personally request it.
So you're going to have other family members voting for you. You're going to have dead people. Right,
because the state sent it without you requesting it. It is bad. But there is really no difference. A ballot is going to show up in your mailbox. You are going to return said ballot via your mailbox.
USPS.
Same process. So that is the difference. One, you have requested. The other, the state automatically sends it.
And right? Hopefully one day we'll be to a point where we can vote online.
Nah, I like to see that happen.
Easy. Well, not easy.
What, send out like validation codes and PIN numbers?
Each person gets a link that is specified for them, whether it be through
like
email.
Like a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, and then you have to be, all right, so I've taken multiple Microsoft certifications, right?
Online.
You mm-hmm. used to be, you used to have to go down to a testing center and take them, right? Mm-hmm. So then they wisened up and they let people start taking the certifications online. Mm-hmm. You have to have a camera on your computer, a webcam. You have to have your ID. So basically it's like, yo, let me see your face. Let me see your ID. Then you have to pick your computer up or your webcam, spin it around, show the whole room to make sure nobody else is in there or whatever. I think that that would be, I mean, of course it would need to be more thought out, but just a starting point, ID, webcam, and a link that only you have access to.
Well, that's kind of sort of what the state's court system did with video conferencing for court dates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, video ID, lawyer certification that this is actually the person, things of that nature. But that is such a small scale. You're talking about 300 million people,
mm-hmm.
you know, on such a large scale. I don't know the logistics of that thing.
Man, that'd
it's
be
a nightmare.
Easy. We can get Russia to build it for us.
And that is a logistical nightmare. But so here's the takeaway. This is what we want you to get from this.
Smartphone.
What?
You vote via smartphone.
Oh, here you go.
Because that way it's not even like clicking on a link and going to it. Your phone number is registered with the voting commission. You get a text message with.
What about people on family plans that only one person is the owner of the phones?
It doesn't matter. They all have different phone numbers.
Okay. And so why, how's my phone number
they
linked
need
to
ID.
Me?
ID. No, you register. It's not like you're going by the phone bill. It's, yo, I'm Dan. My number is 504-942-10000, right? And then next thing you know, I send that in to the voter, whatever, and say, this is me. Here's a copy of my ID, everything else you need. And boom, election time come. They send me a text to that number because I've already verifying that I still am who I am.
So basically, like Amazon verification, I'm going to send a text to this number
right.
to verify that it's you.
And then you re-verify on or before election day and then go ahead and vote via.
Somebody's going to definitely have to think about like all the loops in the cracks in that
I mean
thing.
At the end of the day it's like fucking $30 for Mulan. Who the fuck gonna pay $30 for Mulan?
Really?
Seriously, because it's like they're gonna put this shit at the movies. We pay $10-$12 and now we have a household of
Wait,
two.
How the hell, just riddle me this, Batman. How the hell did you start talking about? We are talking about voter registration
exactly.
and suppression, and your ass just went off on a Mulan tangent because
exactly.
Disney Plus wanted to charge you $30.
Right. Exactly. Because, you know, keeping people out of the voting, my mind just went to the movie theaters because the movie theaters just opened up.
Man, something
put
wrong
the,
with you.
Put the bitch in the movie theaters then. $30 for what's going to be an movie.
All I know is
vote,
people. It would cost you $30 anyway because it's like $15 per person.
No, you go to the AMC,
the matinee.
Yeah, it's like $9 for two people. That's $18. We bring our own snacks. Black people, I'm telling you black people
Stop
don't
it.
Buy shit at the concession stands.
Yes,
y'all,
we do. That's
y'all
a
new
lie.
Niggas, y'all new niggas might, but old school.
That's a lie.
Man, grandma would have popcorn, like the microwavable popcorn, pop that bitch up, throw it in her big ass pocketbook. Some drinks. Like the last time I went to the movies, no bullshit. I wasn't even thinking. I have like a drink in my hand. I'm always drinking something caffeinated. So I walk in, buy my ticket, and dude's like, you're going to have to throw that out. Like, throw what out? That drink. Nah, I'm drinking this. You can't bring that in. Like, it didn't even register. I'm like, that's how often I go to the movies. But I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, damn. That's why grandma used to sneak them in her pocketbook.
Oh, that's just like me and the knife. Anyway, so as we were saying, make sure that you are still on. If you have not voted in a while, please, 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 please check your registration. If it says inactive, renew your registration. If it says cancel, renew your registration. Do it prior to. In Louisiana, you have 20 days if you're doing it via GoVote. You have 30 days if you're doing it on face-to-face or via the mail. Do it, do it, do it.
Make sure your ID is current.
Right. Make sure that your ID is current. If you do not have a current ID, you can still vote. We've covered that. There are mechanisms. We are going to put the link with the show so that you can look to see what your state's ID requirement is. And if you don't have the required ID, what they will allow you to do in order to still vote. We talked about provisional ballots. If your name is not on your on the voter rolls at the place that you're supposed to be voting, demand that they give you a provisional ballot. They have to do that as well. If you are disabled, they have to be your, the place where you vote has to be ADA compliant. They have to allow you. They have to allow you to have helpers. They also have to make reasonable accommodations for you. What did I miss?
That's pretty much the gist of it. And if you mail in request absentee, no, mail in, you don't request absentee, you request.
Absentee, you request. Also, some states require there be a reason. Some states don't require a reason at all. State of Louisiana does require a reason for absentee voting.
And I will update y'all on whether mental illness qualifies as. They'll probably be like, this nigga shouldn't be voting. He crazy. Nah.
Well, no. See, that goes back to ADA. If you have a physical or mental disability, they have to make reasonable accommodations.
Yeah, I never really thought about that either. Because I honestly, like in all honesty, I can't be around a lot of people. It doesn't really bother me voting because it's kind of like I go at night and it's things dying down, moving in and out. Usually past few elections, 15 minutes tops. But, yo, I can't be around a lot of people. So,
you know what? Hey. You already plotting. Already plotting.
World just, domination, man. World domination. Pinky. This has been another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies. And we always dropping gems. And all y'all hotep niggas, get out here and vote, man. For real. Because I see y'all talking about I ain't voting. I'm sovereign nation.
That's,
I'm a Moor.
That's stupid, man. I'm telling you.
Niggas try to say Beethoven was black. Man, all fuck
all jokes
here.
Aside, I understand that everybody has a theory. Everybody. I mean, you have
vote
you have
now
the right.
And figure the shit out later.
Correct. Because I'm telling you, blood, sweat, and tears. You talk about you a sovereign nation. Let me tell you, we stand on not the shoulders. We stand on the blood-soaked earth of people like John Lewis and Dr. King, Malcolm X, all of these people who bled and died to give us the right. You know, we celebrated recently the ratification of the 19th Amendment. And this is personal for me. We celebrated the 100-year ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. That was not a celebration for me as a woman of color because
it was for white women.
Correct. When women were given the right to vote, I was still being, people that looked like me were still being kicked around. The ratification of my right to vote came in 1962 when the Voters Rights Act was passed. And like I said, blood, sweat, and tears.
And also to just want to add this, right? I'm sure you've heard this. I hear a lot of people this. Saying this, what am I getting for my vote? What am I getting for my vote? What are you promising me for my vote? What am I getting? I'm gonna be honest with you. You ain't getting shit for your vote. You might get some policy change, few things may change, but largely, no, you're personally not gonna get anything for your vote. However, if you are comfortable with how the past 4 years have gone. I mean,
none of us are.
That's what you get.
Well, I'm lying. Some brainwashed people are.
Yeah, because my family picked cotton and, you know, in one generation, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Crazy.
Peace out, people.
1965. I said 62.